So this is fad by James Bechara. For a while, he was apparently drinking 7 cups of coffee a day and like not sleeping that well. And he ended up having heart problems by his mid to late 20s. He's diagnosed with a heart condition that his doctor said that too much stress and too much caffeine were causing this to happen. So he wanted to find a way to maximize the usage of caffeine without having to drink 7 cups of coffee a day. And he created this concoction known as Magic Mind. To me, as a productivity reviewer, this sounds oddly familiar to another favorite of ours, yeah. Bulletproof Coffee.
Welcome back to another episode of the Productivity Lab, where we put the tips, tricks, and methods of getting stuff done to the test. I'm your host, Mark.
And I'm Kyle.
And in this episode, we are going to talk about the world's first productivity drink, Magic Mind. But before we dive into that, Kyle, what have you been up to?
We're recording this in November, which means NaNoWriMo. Which is short for National Novel Writing Month. We talked about this before back in July when we both did Camp NaNoWriMo, which is like the light version of it. The idea is that you write 50,000 words for a story. It should be a complete story, so no incompleteness at the end. And the idea is just to kind of like motivate writers to kind of like push themselves, kind of like going for like a long sprint or like the Iron Man of writing, and just kind of get ideas out there. One big issue that people have, myself including, with writing is that you spend a lot of time in the planning phase and not too much time in the doing phase. And NaNoWriMo is to get you out of that hump, or that get you over that hump of planning to writing. So I'm going into my NaNoWriMo with no planning whatsoever, just kind of like some vague ideas. And it's been pretty fun, although I have no idea where this thing's going. And I have a feeling that it'll last longer than 50,000 words, but we'll see. Other than that, though, I've been following the election news a lot. Today, we're recording this on November 7th, 2020. And Joe Biden has just been named the president-elect. So there's at least some kind of resolution. Of course, the future of people listening to this episode might be like, oh, yeah, but he may become the president-elect now, but wait for those months and weeks of legal battles. But that's, we'll take it one day at a time now. At least we have some clarity for the future. Other than that, weather's been nice. I've been running a lot more, which has been great. And yeah, nothing else. NaNoWriMo's kind of taking over most of my life lately. I did just finish doing a series of reading horror books over the course of October. I read 5 short books, 250 pages or less, which was really fun. If you guys could find the time to do that on the weekends, highly recommend just dedicating your Saturday mornings just to reading. And you could finish books at a standing rate if you just kind of dedicate one big day a week to reading. How about you, Mark?
I made a note on what I've been up to that says the first bullet point is not really anything. we were talking before the recording, and I think I'm realizing the past few years, this time of year has always kind of been a dead zone for me as far as like getting things done. In each, I've become a nester. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but I end up diving hardcore into cleaning and organization of everything, like of donating stuff and all of that. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I know I was planning Preptober to do all my planning. And I created my Scrivener projects and started to outline some things I never finished for my NaNo project. Then that kind of didn't happen. And so for NaNo, I've still kind of trickled away at it, but I haven't been able to write. And that's kind of been a sour point for me for some reason. I don't know why. I have been very busy at work and everything, but I just haven't been able to sit down and write. So I'm hoping I can do so after the recording. I don't have any production stuff that needs to get done. So I kind of just want to go sit at the table and just write and not overplan what I was going to try to do for Nano. So kind of taking the cue from Kyle. So yeah, it's been very light on Toggle time tracking because I haven't been doing anything really. So just an hour or two here of some story revisions and or outlining, but nothing really consistent, especially these past 2 weeks. And all of this week, I've been diving into election data, charts, graphs, reading current legal challenges that have been happening. So I've been reading some of the court documents. I wasn't going to do that, but I just couldn't help myself. So.
Yeah, I told myself that I wasn't going to follow coverage until it was announced. And then I spent like all of Friday refreshing 3D electoral maps.
So. Yeah. And I have friends like in different countries who have been like pinging me and messaging me. He's like, okay, what's going on here? And how does this work? And how does the electoral votes work? And who gets what? And why haven't they? And so it kind of like pulled me into that until I was like refreshing data charts and looking at different counties and all of that stuff. Yep. So that kind of took over this week. So it hasn't been very productive from that standpoint of working on writing or things, but I can say of my home organization and cleaning and donations, I've been getting a lot done there. So I've just been productive in other unexpected areas, I should say. So with that, with Thanksgiving and family on our mind, let's talk about the other thing that is on our mind. That's magic.
Yes, we're turning into a musician podcast now. We're going to teach you all the best sleight of hand and all the best cutting a woman in half tricks you need to know. So let's get started. How have you been cutting people in half, Mark?
I have this nice butcher's knife. I've just been doing it mentally with Magic Mind, the world's first productivity drink.
And I've been doing this wrong thing this entire time.
Yes, Kyle, you have. And now you're wanted in 32 states.
I'm going to do all these meat cleavers.
So on a serious note, if I can actually find my browser, and I found it.
Wait. To quote Arrested Development, it's not magic. It's illusions, Michael.
So Magic Mind, as I kind of explained in the last episode, I came across this from a designer and a small business owner and that I follow, Jeff from Ugmonk. And he's coming out with his analog productivity tool. So I can't wait to get that. I think it ships this month or December. But they had sent this drink to him. And I was like, that's interesting because we were previously talking about L-theanine.
L-theanine.
Yeah. L-theanine. Okay. Every time you see a word, but you never try to pronounce it or hear it pronounced, and then you're just like, how do you say this? Oh, yeah. So this came across after we were talking about that. And it is touted as a productivity drink and combating, you know, against coffee and other energy type drinks. And it's has varying ingredients. They note 12 ingredients, but
yeah, I can have the lists. Or let's see, that's the one off the website. Damn it, I'm killing time because I just lost that page.
Okay, I got it. So they have matcha green tea, right? Which this comes with an L-theanine in it because L-theanine is a amino acid of tea leaves. And matcha green tea, or matcha green tea.
Yeah, I never know how to pronounce it either. I was watching Great British Baking Show. They did the Japanese week, and I think they said matcha.
Matcha. I don't know. But it's kind of what gives it that earth. Anyway, the matcha green tea, the way that it, I think it grows in, and they do it in a shaded area, which increases the amount of theanine and caffeine that matcha produces. And I learned that actually because I almost drank matcha tea as a replacement when we did our caffeine free challenge.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I learned that it had a lot of caffeine in it. So I'll continue with the ingredients, but matcha green tea, honey, citicolin, or citicolin.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it either. There's a few words in here I don't know how to pronounce.
Mushrooms, turmeric, phytoxylidocerin, vitamin C, echinacea, cordyceps, mushrooms, vitamin D. What's this?
Yeah, the website's all, so people that know the website that we're reading off of has everything in like a cursive font.
Yeah.
It's all your weird words that your brain isn't used to seeing. So you're like, got to parse that a little bit.
Got to parse that. Yeah. So it has all these ingredients, real ingredients, all these varying adaptogens and nootropics that promote varying things. So like the matcha green tea ties to the L-theanine, which has reports of reduced stress, improved cognition, impacts on blood pressure, lowering blood pressure, lowering anxiety. Then you have things like citicolin, which they note to improve attention span and decreases impulsivity. And I've also seen this one in regards to uses for memory, especially in, I believe, stroke patients that use citicolin, example. So it has all these various ingredients that have these particular areas or stimulants for these particular things or focus, immune system, inflammation, et cetera, et cetera. But Magic Mind combines these within a daily dosage for you to take. And I believe it's up to what they say, the 14-day challenge for some of these things to actually take effect. That won't be immediate, but will take effect within 14 days. That could be a marketing or not for you to buy that second batch.
True, yeah. Yeah, you gotta get this now, so that way, that's actually a good point. It's good marketing. Yeah, I do want to say though before we go further, what nootropics are?
Yeah,
I find the actual definition before I actually tell you what my definition is. So nootropics definition.
Smart drugs.
Nootropics are any substance purported to increase cognitive abilities. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, the most basic nootropic that we take every day is caffeine.
Yep.
That, in a sense, I guess, depending on like what kind of work you're doing, alcohol could be a nootropic. Like maybe if it makes you more creative, that counts as a nootropic. It's pretty much any kind of drug that you put towards a productive use cognitively, typically, as is in the definition. And let's see, the second definition of this is a drug that enhances learning and memory and lacks the usual pharmacology of other psychotropic drugs, e.g. sedation, but or stimulation. It possesses a very few side effects and extremely low toxicity. That's a more narrow definition. I would say that the first definition is a little bit more fitting, at least from a marketing standpoint for Magic Mind. But I think that, like, in essence, taking alcohol and caffeine wisely is a way to use nootropics. So nootropics are a pretty big thing among like the Silicon Valley tech nerds, tech bros out there. I used to do some nootropics myself. I used to do L-theanine and coffee together, where I'd buy L-theanine capsules that had L-theanine powder in it. That was already pre-measured. And I'd mix it into my coffee in the morning and drink that throughout the day. I quit doing that because I realized that the results were kind of diminishing. Like caffeine itself was just fine. So I quit spending the money on L-theanine and just switched straight to coffee. It is a pretty big thing. There are different ways of doing it. Some people do even more extreme nootropics where they do more illicit drugs like shrooms and do what they call microdosing. Mm-hmm. But most nootropics out there are pretty illegal, and the most common one is L-theanine. I can't name any more off the rest of my head. So, but they are pretty big. There are websites dedicated to selling nootropics. There's Nootropic Depot, which is a pretty good supply for nootropics that I think are usually well rated, and like that they're more clean in a sense, like that there's not enough, there's not that much filler in it. There's also, I think, like a nootropic review website I found. I can't remember what it's called, but I'll look for those and link to them in the show notes below. But nootropics are pretty big. They are a big subculture, and most people do them without realizing it through caffeine. Green tea itself is a nootropic because it combines caffeine and L-theanine together. But just of course, it's weaker doses. It's weaker doses of caffeine and L-theanine, though. But that's the idea of like mixing caffeine. mixing coffee with L-theanine, like I did, as like a more enhanced version of it. So I think that they're fun, worth experimenting around with. So I'm happy to see like a big cocktail of it out there. Mark, did you look too much into the history of this?
Of Magic Mind?
Yeah.
No, I didn't look too much in the history of the company. I was just looking, mostly looked at the science stuff they linked to and all the varying studies for each of the ingredients, to kind of go through that information. But kind of sounds like you looked into the history of the team.
Yeah, I did some quick research before we started. I actually didn't do that much with the studies, so we could cover it like that then. So this is founded by, let me find his name so I don't actually get it wrong, James Becerra. He is a serial entrepreneur. He's created several companies. And this Forbes article, he says that he's listed for creating Tilts, which he actually won 30 under 30 for. He also is an investor for companies I never heard of before. Actually, one of them I have heard of, such as Gusto, Halo Top, Third Love, and Rig Up. He is a former Austinite. I found out about that. He lived here in Austin when he first started his first company, but moved to the Bay Area later on, like everybody in tech does. For a while, he was apparently drinking 7 cups of coffee a day and like not sleeping that well. And he ended up having heart problems by, I don't know, his mid to late 20s. I think on Magic Mind, it says 7 years ago. Let me see the short story he has on here. It says that he took a trip to the ER 7 years ago. He's diagnosed with a heart condition that his doctor said that too much stress and too much caffeine were causing this to happen. So he wanted to find a way to maximize the usage of caffeine without having to drink 7 cups of coffee a day. So he looked at different nootropics and he created this concoction known as Magic Mind. He got a team of doctors together to like help verify it, which at least on the website lists them all as MDs. I didn't look too much into their profiles. But unfortunately, not right unfortunately, but to me as a productivity reviewer, this sounds oddly familiar to another favorite of ours, yeah. Bulletproof Coffee, where he also had some revelation. But I didn't look into the research. We'll get to that when our Mark is ready to cover that. But he created this company. I think it said on this Forbes article that I'm reading that Magic Mind was only released like 5-6 months ago at the time of the publication. So like at the start of 2020, maybe a little bit after that. So it hasn't been around that long, which explains why in my research, I couldn't find any bad reviews for it.
Yeah.
I could only find good reviews or like Amazon reviews for it. And I was like, I need to know like what the counter arguments are. It was really frustrating me through my research. But allegedly he worked with some doctors that started as a side project. They started talking about like on his Twitter, Instagram. People liked it and they decided to turn it into a business. I don't know if this is full-time business or if it's like his part-time thing that he just is investing in, but he seems to stand by his projects, his products. But I mean, that's one thing you could say for marketing. He also wrote a book or co-wrote a book called Beyond Coffee, which the first food chapters are free on the website. I haven't read them, but it's just like one of those other marketing books they do to kind of like support the theories. Makes it seem more legitimate. It's such a new company that's like really hard to find any like bad things on it.
Yeah.
And every good thing you look at, you need to go, is that really true? So what did you find out, Mark, in your research?
Well, the promising thing is they actually link for each of the ingredients, they actually link to varying studies, right?
Yeah, that's how you would, I like that.
Yeah, so I like that, right? That you would actually find yourself if you're looking at the particular ingredients like citicolin. That they note to increase attention span and decreases impulsivity. I mean, there is truth to that, right? Because they use it as attention span. They use it, its impacts on memory and cognitive benefits, because they use it on stroke victims or people that had traumatic brain injuries, right? And that there is benefits there. There is therapy that works in that regard. But, right, just like with anything, they're all also, when you're thinking about nootropics, and this is also me coming off of listening to a Greater Courses book on addiction, the addictive brain. So, of course, with anything like nootropics or anything that you take, whether it's naturally occurring, like L-theanine or caffeine. Could be downsides or impacts, right? Like, so citicolin could have introduced insomnia, headaches, or restlessness or fatigue, right? But, you know, those are things to think about, and it's things to worry about in particular dosage. Same with L-theanine. Your tea may contain like 10 milligrams, and the recommended daily usage, I think, is like 200 milligrams. But I think the max you can go to that they recommend, I saw in some reports, of a max of 8 days continuous of 1200 milligrams per day of L-theanine. And that does have its own downsides and impacts, adverse impacts. So like, when you look into each of the ingredients, and they very well also, they link you to all these studies and reports. You can also find them yourself and find some additional things. You see that, there are particular benefits or things there. But when you look at the matcha green tea, for example, the L-theanine, yes, there are studies that show that, in stressful situations, those that who have taken L-theanine show a reduction in stress and anxiety, mental and or physical stress and anxiety, in performing, you know, particular tasks, etc. Some of these studies are also just combine it with caffeine. When you're looking at L-theanine, they automatically combine it with caffeine, another supplement, for the results of the study, as opposed to L-theanine just in and of itself. So there were some conflicting things that I saw in those studies that say, and just L-theanine in and of itself doesn't really, I saw some studies that said it doesn't do anything. And I saw other studies that said there are improvements in particular conditions or situations, like there is a level off for that. If someone is already high anxiety, for example, kind of assist in leveling that out. But a lot of studies that that I were looking at, or that you could look at and find, show that it's a combination of L-theanine and caffeine together, for example. And a lot of the other ones, like turmeric, you know, that's kind of been around, and a thing to know that, it helps with inflammation, et cetera, et cetera. So, because one of my concerns is, right, if you have these different ingredients, I got the pineapple pin guy in my head. I have a pin, right? You combine it together and be like, boom, now it does all of these things.
Synergy. So
is right. That's always something to be concerned about. So yes, there is validity in several of these studies. Some of these things are existing things that we do. There are existing things that are applied in a medical field as it is now, as in varying therapies to help patients with memory issues, with strokes, with other brain issues, people with anxieties or ADHD. So there are studies to help and show that it improves in that particular regard. The matter is whether how much of it you're taking and what it actually does to the body. And to keep that in mind, the downsides of those particular things. So if you, I don't know if I can actually find the amount of the ingredients.
Yeah, I was just looking for that. I don't think it's on here. I think it might be proprietary.
Yeah. So again, like I mentioned with L-theanine, the impacts that it shows, right, in cognitive performance or cognition and stress reduction, et cetera, it does actually also has an impact on the blood by reportedly reducing blood flow or managing blood pressure. Mm. So if you are someone with high blood pressure and you're already taking medication, that has that impact, right? Then that may be something that you want to talk with your doctor about the potential impact, because it could lower your blood pressure too much. Mm-hmm. That is a concern. Or if you're someone that already has low blood pressure, that may be something that you may have to watch out for, such as we know that caffeine does restrict the blood vessels and have and lessens the blood flow to the brain, which is one reason why when you go caffeine free or part of the withdrawals and you get headaches as a side effect of that, mm-hmm. is because now you have additional blood flow to the brain. So all of these things do play a part, do have an impact, do affect the brain in varying ways. Some of these are psychotropic drugs, right? And they behave in different ways to different people. So if someone is already, when I listen to the Gray courses and kind of going through all the research and the studies, you know, some people are more susceptible to addiction of things because whatever the drug is may hijack certain receptors and replace what the body naturally does, right, to attain to that receptor, which kind of leaves people, lowers their inhibition, lowers their cognitive ability to properly process what they're doing. And then you have the stereotypical effects of when people think of someone on drugs, right? of let's say someone was taking back pain medication. Mm-hmm. And because of there is some natural genetic effect that some mm-hmm. people are more susceptible, that could, you know, them taking opium or taking any other any other type of drug like a painkiller, for example, could end up rewriting the brain receptors to where it's seeking that out, which lowers your mental ability to process the information and what you're doing, mm-hmm. so that you then seek that out, even to your own detriment, right? You're not functionally thinking. It's a mental health issue at that point, mm-hmm. because your brain has been hijacked by that mm-hmm. drug. Some people are susceptible, others aren't as susceptible. So when you're looking at stuff like this, or if you're like, okay, I'm going to forego a magic mind and just take L-theanine with caffeine, mm-hmm. you also have to keep that in mind, right? The certain doses, if you have mm-hmm. a particular history with that. I'm going on and on about it.
Basically, check with your doctor first.
Check with your doctor, read the ingredients. I will also link to the Gray courses, Addictive Brain, that talks about it, because it talks about the very same things like caffeine, cocaine, and heroin, right? Mm-hmm. All do the same thing, just at different levels, mm-hmm. right? And how some are more susceptible and some not. I know that's bringing it up and we're talking about magic mind, but
Guys, don't do drugs, they're bad.
But when you're reading about how some of these psychotropic things behave and you have that other piece in mind, there are downfalls, right, to everything that you ingest and how it's actually changing your brain chemistry. So not to be spooky person and try to scare you, but those are things that that's supremely oversimplifying the dozens of, like, I'll try to link them or provide the links when Kyle edits the episode, but there's dozens and dozens of just things to read through. It's very dry reading as well, but there's just a lot of information to go through. And again, I was coming off of just listening about the addictive brain and how varying drugs naturally occurring, like caffeine, et cetera, impact the brain and hijack the brain, and how we've siloed particular ingredients to amp them up and et cetera, et cetera, to where it rewrites your brain and what you do when you really have no control, which makes it hard. And this is me coming off the caffeine challenge, right? And how it hit me much harder because of the how much caffeine I was intaking and what my body was used to, et cetera, et cetera. So I included all in the show links, but there is some validity there. I think for some people who have it, they may, it depends on how clean their diets already are, et cetera, to what impact they may feel from that. So with the research and the history and everything else out of the way, how about we jump into the actual experience? So Kyle, like, what was your experience with Magic Mind?
This is the quickest I've ever recorded challenge. I drank the shot. Like, okay, they recommend drinking coffee and drinking the shot of Magic Mind along with it, or mixing it into your coffee. I drank it. I sat in front of my desk for half an hour with a very upset stomach, and I threw up.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I immediately went to the website and asked for a refund. I was like, I'm not going to risk my stomach throwing up every day for the next 2 weeks. But I did do the next day. I tried again, mixing it into my coffee, felt nauseous again. So I was like, this is not for me, which is really sad because I really do want to try more nootropics. I think it might have something to do with the fact that they have this sweetener in this.
Stevia. Whenever,
yeah, stevia. They have stevia in it. And I think that the very bitter flavors and like the very sweet flavors combined just like really didn't sit well with my stomach.
Have you ever had matcha before?
No, I never had plain matcha. I've only had green tea. So maybe it's something to do with that too, but it's very bitter.
It's earthly flavor, yeah. Matcha. Yeah.
I think I have a pretty high tolerance to bitter stuff. So I think that I could actually do better if it was just straight bitter.
Uh-huh.
It's not. And it was hard for my stomach to stomach. And I now have, I think, what? I think it came with like 16, 15 containers. I now have 13, 14 empty magic or unused magic minds in my desk. I don't have to do with them. But yeah, this is the first time I ever quit so quickly into a challenge. But I don't throw up that often. Throwing up for me is not a common symptom for me of any illness I've ever had. So if I throw up, I really do not like it. It's like I'm not used to it at all. I mean, nobody enjoys throwing up, but like I'm not used to it. So I'm just like, this isn't good for me, is my immediate thought. And I just asked for my money back. They were very quick, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
They got back to me within the day and they actually refined my amounts before they emailed me, which is nice. And so I give it A+ customer service right there, but I really wanted to test this thing and I couldn't. So I'm going to go take your word for it, Mark. How was your experience?
So I do have to put a disclaimer. That I haven't been on the full 2 week. I've just been a week, right?
And okay, so you ordered it yours later than me.
But before I did this, I was also doing, had started L-theanine.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. And just caffeine. So I can't say for just Magic Mind in and of itself. Like, I've drank or had matcha tea before. So the taste, it didn't bother me. I did not throw up after drinking it. I just take the shot. I think if no one hasn't had, if you haven't had matcha tea, like, very different from green tea because it's a little bit more potent. It's grown a little bit differently than green tea, and it's ground green tea leaves. So it's a little bit more potent than green tea, in my opinion. And so it has a very gritty, earthy flavor. And if you don't like that kind of, that flavor, if you haven't had matcha and you had matcha, it kind of tastes like that with a little bit of sweetness to it, like tangy sweetness. The website
even does have disclaimers saying that matcha doesn't sit well with everybody.
Right.
They do recommend eating beforehand, but I didn't like the idea of throwing up what I just ate. So I could have tried that, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the website does give a disclaimer for that. It says for most people it's fine, but few people, their stomach doesn't handle matcha that well.
Okay.
And I guess I'm just one of those people.
That's why I asked that very first question, because just drink, if you just went like somewhere and you got matcha tea, like, I'm like, most people either have a no reaction or like, oh, not bad.
Like I said, I like bitter stuff. I like really, I like dark coffee. I like IPAs because I like the bitterness of the beer. I like bitter things. I just couldn't do this for some reason.
It's not that it's bitter. It's like the closest I can get to it is as if you pulled a potato out of the ground and you just sucked on the end of it with the dirt all attached.
Yeah.
that's the only image I can have in my mind when it comes to matcha flavor. So I know that's not doing it justice, and people are like, okay, yeah, I don't want to taste that. Just if you want a sample, just get you a small matcha tea from somewhere. Try that out, and they'll give you a baseline taste of it.
Yeah.
But for me, I did not vomit from it. I didn't have, you know, I just take the shot, and I'm like, okay. For that, it didn't do anything. But the reason why I don't think I felt anything, of course, you have to, it's not a scientific test, right, as to whether I believe it, you know, or anything. The L-theanine that I had before, I think, may have likely impacted me on this because it was just coming off the caffeine challenge again. And then I get back to caffeine and I take L-theanine, and which doing that, I did feel this a little bit relaxation because it's been very busy at work, very busy. So I did feel this relaxation. I did feel a little bit more focused and clear in my like daily task. So I can feel when it would hit me at work, and then I would just kind of zoom by I would just zoom by on stuff and get it done. But again, I don't know. I would have to like not take it and then go back to taking it to see if, you know, once you get it out of my system, does it have the same thing again? Because your body does adjust if you're doing something daily and you get consistent with it, and then you don't realize whether you're being impacted, or if it was just all in my mind and I truly thought that I was feeling, you know, great because I was like, this made me feel great, so I feel great. But I can't say when I was just doing L-theanine and caffeine that I did, like, you know, like 30 minutes in, 30, 40 minutes in, I would just feel this, you know, little click. And I felt this airiness about me, and I was just clear of mind. I wasn't stressing about anything. No, you know, typically I always have anxiety going on, and I was just kind of chill and good and just went with the flow and just boom, knocking stuff out. is wild. So I may have adjusted to that in switching to the Magic Mind, and or the Magic Mind hasn't done anything. So I'm just going to kind of say just flat, but if it did, if so I'm not the best to test because I'm switching between two things. Three important things happen: no caffeine, two caffeine plus L-theanine.
Yeah.
And then from just the L-theanine and caffeine to the Magic Mind and caffeine. But I don't know the how many grams of matcha L-theanine is in there, right? Along with the all the others. I could not find an actual breakdown of how much is of what is in there. Just I'm that these things are in
the
there.
The recommended ratio of I think 1:1.
Maybe 1:1. Is it 100 milligrams possibly of L-theanine?
Or 2:1. Let me see.
Because you can have 200 milligrams of L-theanine, for example. I don't know the amount of all the other stuff like the turmeric. Maybe those are much smaller.
See, a beginner's guide to L-theanine and caffeine from Neurotropic or Neurotropia. Let's see. Was it
Have I been pronouncing it wrong? I've been saying nootropics instead of nootropic.
I don't know. I think I pronounced it differently. Let's see. It's approximately 100 milligrams in a single cup of coffee, but sometimes it could be a bit much. The ratio caffeine to L-theanine is 1:2. So 200 milligrams per one cup of coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. Magic Mind contains 40 to 50 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. This is equivalent of 1/3 cup of coffee. So keep that in mind. If you do take this with caffeine, how much caffeine is already in there? I think that's very important to know. And
this is also a problem too with the word cup. Do they mean mug of coffee or do they mean actual measured cup of coffee? I'm never sure about that.
I always default to the cup, just 8 ounces.
Yeah, which I think a coffee mug is over 8 ounces. So keep that in mind.
Mine are like 20 ounce coffee.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this 8 ounce coffee mug that you have here? What's this 10 ounce?
I know.
If it's not 16 ounces or bigger, that's just me.
Yeah.
So, so for me, I'm not the best to kind of give my experience. I admit kind of going in, I didn't go in clean. I started with the L-theanine because I think that's the primary driver. If we're just going to look at that particular compound, L-theanine, I think that's the primary driver. It's from the green tea. I mean, it's a naturally occurring amino acid. And that's what the matcha is mapping to. Though the matcha also, that's where the 40 to 50 milligrams is occurring is of the caffeine, is because it's from the matcha green tea. So if we're just looking at the L-theanine compound, siloed out unto itself, I did feel some benefit effect of that. I don't, you can say it was, you know, maybe a placebo effect or not. But I did feel some effect of that, of taking it. And when I didn't on the particular day, I didn't take it. I didn't feel any impact or particular hit or, you know, that the particular state of mind, the flow state of mind that you get into. And on days that I did feel that. That could be placebo or not. There's various reports and studies to show that there is some impact. There is something there, right? And we'll link to all of those. So that did color my experience with the Magic Mind because I may have already felt it, or with the other ingredients that are thrown in there, it may not necessarily be as much. And or it may just be that I haven't gone to the recommended 2 weeks that they have, as it's only been a week. So so the jury is still out on me for Magic Mind in that regard. But There was some benefit that I received or experienced in my mind for L-theanine and plus caffeine.
Well, this is going to be a weird one to review, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go first with a very simple review that this is going to be the first ever Proactivity Lab rating of inconclusive from me because my body just didn't react well with it. And it might be really good. The reviews are really good, but they could also be doctored reviews. I don't know. So like it could be good, but just not for me, which I said that's very disappointing because I used to experiment with L-theanine and caffeine and I was looking forward to getting back to nootropics for this podcast. But I think if I want to continue any kind of coffee supplements, it's going to be L-theanine because that was fine with me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it 1 out of 5 on taste and inconclusive on results. The opposite? Well, I guess kind of the opposite of a bulletproof coffee. I think I gave bulletproof coffee like a 5 out of 5 on taste and like a 1 out of 5 on legitimacy. So this one, I don't know if it's legitimate or not. It seems to be more legitimate just because the marketing is better. this is the inverted bulletproof coffee in my mind.
Yeah.
Or just inconclusive and 1 out of 5 on taste. How about you, Mark?
You know, L-theanine and caffeine separately. So if you're just looking at one of the go-tos that many use for focus, for reduced anxiety, et cetera, it is L-theanine plus caffeine. You can get the, you can get just the powder form of L-theanine and measure it yourself for 100 milligrams to match with your caffeine or whatever, or mix in your caffeine. That's how I did it. Or you can get the pill form of just L-theanine, or you can get the pill form where it's L-theanine and caffeine. So just make sure that you keep in mind, if you get the mixture with the L-theanine and caffeine, you keep that in mind for any additional caffeine that you intake. And again, caffeine is in everything. So if you're drinking teas and stuff like that, they could have caffeine, your black tea, or if you're drinking green tea, obviously, or matcha or something like that, they're going to have varying doses of caffeine. So just keep that in mind if you're worried about your caffeine intake, and also consult with your doctor. And if you're, you know, have history of any low blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. We're not doctors. Make sure that you read everything yourself and consult with your medical professional for any nootropic, psychedelic, psychoactive things that you ingest to alter brain chemistry. So for when regarding L-theanine and caffeine, I would give my experience like a 3.5 to 4 or 4 out of 5.
If I just turn into like a sub review of L-theanine and caffeine, which in that case, my previous experience, I saw it, like I said, I did feel like it's diminishing a bit. So I'd also give like a 3.5 to 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So Magic Mind itself though.
So Magic Mind itself, I would also have to say it's inconclusive because I didn't get my shipment until late to not be able to do the full 2 weeks to mark this as the end of the second week when we're recording this. My shipment came a little bit late. I have to say it's inconclusive. I haven't felt like.
How about this then? Do you plan on taking it for the rest of your order?
Yes. I have one more week left. We'll see. I'm still making notes or measuring my experiences. So at the moment, you know, I still feel that good. Less anxious than I normally am.
Really?
Yeah, because this week would have been like super, but I've been pretty chill about it. Like just nerding out on the data versus like, I can't sleep and all of that. Right. So we'll see. So I'll continue that and I'll report back any updates on the next episode. But I feel that it's kind of inconclusive. I don't know. I'll continue taking it. I don't have any problems. And we'll see how that goes. I know that's not very helpful, but that's currently where I'm at regarding Magic Mind. So in effect, I probably can see it coming down to like a 3.
Okay.
Like I didn't feel any detrimental effects like you did.
yeah. Unfortunately, I'm really mad about that because I believe in like nootropics in a way. I do think that they are definitely a bit of a wild west right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they are being taken a little bit more seriously by medical professionals. So I know I'm disappointed.
Yeah. So it'll probably be between a 2 and 3. I'm not feeling any detrimental and I'm not feeling like a definite like switch or boost like I did with just L-theanine and caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to keep the price in mind as well. It's pretty expensive. So it will be whether you think the...
Oh, yeah, how much was it? It was like 70-something?
Yeah, so like if you do a one-time purchase, it's $4.95 per bottle for a 15-pack and then for a 30-day pack. So it's a 15-pack one time is $75 or $59 if you do the subscription. 30-pack, and that's why I said, the two-week challenge to have you subscribe and get another 15-pack, right? The 30-pack is for subscription is $97.50, and the one time is $148. So even if there was, even if I do come back and say, this definitely helped. I can feel the impact of me taking this. And then when I wasn't on it anymore, it's a 3 or 4 out of 5. I'm kind of feeling that it'll be a 2 because I don't have any obvious impact or benefit compared to just the L-theanine and caffeine, and it's very expensive. So would I buy it again, subscribe to it? No, I think I would just stick with the L-theanine and caffeine because it's much more apparent when I'm feeling the effects of it if I do take it, and it's much more manageable on the wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thoughts, my kind of final review on that and where I see I'm going to end up at and what I would actually recommend over it. So it wasn't bad to try. I'm glad I tried it. Sucks that you had that experience.
Yeah, I know. At least they had a really good customer service and they got back to me quickly. So like I said,
that's great.
A+ customer service.
Yeah, that's always great that when you have great customer service moments. I've had one myself from two places. When they lost my book order when DHL delivered my book to completely wrong address, and Folio Society sent me new replacement books. They were wonderful. But DHL came through and delivered my order. Went back, picked it up from the wrong address, and delivered it to me. So that was A+, customer service experience. So it's always great when you can have that kind of experience with a company.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's talk about what we're doing next.
Yeah. So that's it for that. What we got going on next is...
So, oh, yeah. Okay. I did.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah.
Because we just said we made changes.
No. I think we'll do it.
We'll do it? Okay.
Yeah, we just got to deliberate. Maybe we'll change the recording date since we got to deliberate and it's less of a challenge. So one thing that we do here at the Productivity Lab is take after a different kind of New Year's resolution called a yearly theme instead, where you kind of like a theme you're working your life around for a year. For example, my theme for this year was the year of writing and civics. I think it started as a year of civics, actually. And then the pandemic hit and it became the year of writing because pandemics kind of force you to change your plans. And so I turned it into the year of writing, which I've been doing. And so we'll be doing a different theme next year, or we could choose to continue our themes that we're currently on. And we'll discuss why we chose that theme, or why we're choosing to stick around with our theme, and like how we plan going about throughout the year. Because a theme is not a resolution. A resolution is like a clear, concrete goal. A theme is just a framework you build your world, your year around. So the example of the year of writing, I was like, okay, I'm going to start doing more NaNoWriMos, and I've been two so far. So it goes down to that. It's like, it makes you find a true north for your year. So we'll be deliberating over the next 2 weeks what our yearly themes are going to be for 2021. And we'll get back to you about that in about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks between recordings. We'll find out. That's the nice thing with these kinds of things, is that we don't really have a date for these challenges, or like we don't have to do it in 2 weeks. So yeah, anyways, in the meantime, you can find this show at theproductivitylab.com, or no, you can find the show at theproductivitylab.show, or tpl.show for short. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at productivelab. We are trying to be more active on both. I know Mark was doing some Twitter work the other day, which I'm very happy about because I haven't done it. And yeah, in the meantime, you can find me as KyleSQ9 on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find my personal writings, mostly fiction, over at quadrant9.net. And where could they find you, Mark?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AskMarkio. That's AskMarkIO. And you can find my blog on the internet at askmark.io. Until next time, stay productive.
So that's the gist that I could find on his history. If you guys want more, somebody's watching fireworks. It's 11:39 in the morning and I hear fireworks. Bit early, guys. Well, anyways, where was I?